Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, June 12th. You'll be interested to know. 61 years ago today, in 1964, anti-apartheid activist and leader Nelson Mandela was sentenced to life in prison in South Africa. Mandela's unwavering commitment to justice and equality inspired a global movement against racial segregation. His resilience during 27 years of imprisonment became a beacon of hope, leading to the dismantling of apartheid and his eventual election as South Africa's first black president. Mandela's legacy continues to inspire the pursuit of freedom and human rights worldwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 68 degrees with 13 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday with temperatures reaching around 86 and a gentle west breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 61 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 6:45 with the high tide just before 1. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday with a high near 78 and light northeast winds. A chance of rain showers arise Friday night with mostly cloudy conditions and a low around 58. Saturday brings a chance of rain and thunderstorms in mostly cloudy skies with a high near 68. Saturday night continues with a chance of rain, a low around 55, and northeast winds. Sunday and Sunday night will also see a chance of rain, mostly cloudy skies, and highs around 63. Monday offers a slight chance of rain, partly sunny skies, and a high near 67, with a chance of rain showers again Monday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center will officially be renamed the Thomas Michael Menino Convention and Exhibition Center on July 12th. This change is the result of language included in a significant economic development bill passed last fall. During his 5 terms as mayor, Menino transformed the Seaport District, leading to the opening of the Convention Center in 2004. State officials are also planning upgrades to the Hines Convention Center. Meanwhile, Governor Maura Healey is open to discussions about potentially rolling back the state's surtax on high incomes, despite a report showing an increase in millionaires since its implementation. Now on to sports. The Savannah Bananas, based in Savannah, Georgia, have transformed baseball into a vibrant spectacle. Co-founders Jesse and Emily Cole established the team in 2016, emphasizing a fans-first approach, which has led to the franchise generating over $10 million annually from ticket sales. The team became a viral sensation, amassing over 10 million TikTok followers through creative skits and dances. Cole, inspired by his theatrical experiences, fosters a culture of fun and entertainment, with game preparations reminiscent of Saturday Night Live. The Bananas will bring their unique style to Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati on June 13th and 14th. in local sports. Last night at Fenway, the Sox edged out the Rays 4-3. Rookie Marcelo Meyer had a day with two solo homers, blasting shots of 418 and 410 feet, while Jarren Duran also went deep, contributing to Boston's four solo home runs. The win went to Walker Buehler, who allowed only two earned runs over his six innings, and Aroldis Chapman secured the save, striking out two. The Sox now sit at 36 wins and 36 losses. Tomorrow night, the Sox face the Yankees at Fenway Park for Game 1 of a three-game series. Garrett Crochet takes the mound with a 2.35 earned run average, while Ryan Yarbrough counters with a 4.17. First pitch is at 7:10 under mostly clear skies and a pleasant 69 degrees. In top news, health enthusiasts are exploring the potential of SGLT2 inhibitors, commonly prescribed for type 2 diabetes, as an anti-aging hack. These medications, such as Jardiance and Farxiga, have gained traction in health discussions despite limited evidence for longevity benefits. They function by aiding the kidneys in eliminating excess glucose, thus improving blood sugar levels. While some users report positive effects on their health, experts caution that more research is needed before recommending these drugs for healthy individuals. As Dr. Timothy Gong states, the evidence is not strong enough yet, but interest in their potential continues to grow. In business news, Google has expanded its return-to-office mandate and is offering a voluntary buyout program for certain United States-based employees, according to an internal memo. This initiative affects teams in core, marketing, research, knowledge and information, and communications. Remote employees living within 50 miles of an office are now required to follow a hybrid schedule. Google spokesperson stated, "A number of teams are also asking remote employees who live near an office to return to a hybrid work schedule." It's unclear how many employees will be impacted, and the potential for future layoffs remains uncertain. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $109,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $2,800. And XRP is down 2% to $2.25. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Meta Platforms is in advanced discussions to invest around $14 billion in Scale AI, aiming to hire the company's chief executive, Alexander Wang, to enhance its artificial intelligence initiatives. This deal represents one of Meta's largest outside investments and reflects its efforts to revamp its AI strategy, following setbacks with the recent Llama models. As part of the arrangement, other Scale AI employees would also join Meta. The investment would grant Meta a 49% stake in Scale AI, allowing it to leverage the startup's data labeling services, which are crucial for training artificial intelligence. In entertainment news, Paramount Global is laying off approximately 3.5% of its domestic workforce, which translates to several hundred jobs. This decision comes as the media and entertainment company confronts a significant decline in linear television and what it describes as a dynamic macroeconomic environment. In a letter to employees, Paramount's co-chief executives expressed gratitude for their hard work, stating, "These changes are necessary to address the environment we are operating in and best position Paramount for success." This announcement follows recent layoffs at other studios, including Walt Disney Company and Warner Brothers Discovery, amid ongoing industry challenges. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights activist and author, James Baldwin. And he said, "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.